U.S. President Donald Trump has vowed to end what he called the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country.
Not allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities.
Just before the president spoke, reporters awaiting his remarks in the Rose Garden could hear the loud explosions from volleys of tear gas fired around Lafayette Park, where riot police holding shields aloft pulled back peaceful demonstrators. Rubber bullets were also fired, and police on horseback were brought in to clear the area. The movement by law enforcement came less than a half an hour before a 7 p.m. curfew went in effect for Washington. The action cleared the way, but not the smell of the tear gas around St. John's Church, a block north of the White House, to which Trump walked just minutes after the curfew went into effect. Former Vice President Joe Biden is President Trump's likely opponent in November's presidential election.
When peaceful protesters dispersed in order for a president from the doorstep of the people's house, the White House, using tear gas and flash grenades in order to stage a photo op in one of the most historic churches in the country, or at least in Washington, D.C. We can be forgiven for believing the president's more interested in power than in principle.
The historic Episcopal Church suffered minor damage Sunday evening when a small fire was set in its basement. This is VOA News. A Minneapolis medical examiner has classified George Floyd's death as a homicide.